88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee. Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Give it all praise. It is a great pleasure, amen, to be able to be before you all and share moments of inspiration with you all, amen. Let us just say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it already done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we have forgiven those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For thine is your kingdom, and all power is in your hand. And the glory I give unto you, O Heavenly Father, when I sing our praises in Jesus' name. For remember, in the Psalms, David said that praises will continuously come from my mouth. Amen. He was saying that he would praise him in the morning, in the evening, and even of the sun. So we just want to give God some glory today, because truly he is worthy of all the praise. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can attest that God has done some great things in my life. Like the people of old would say, that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, amen, I wouldn't even much be in existence today. God blessed me and rescued me, and he's brought me from a mighty long way. So again, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. And thank you for your mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise God Almighty. It's yours truly. Robert C. Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located 1623 McHenry Avenue. That's McHenry. Amen. The church where everybody is somebody. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Amen. As we all know, this is Cancer Awareness Month. Amen. Let us continue to pray for those that have overcome cancer. Amen. And also let us pray for those that are going through. Amen. Because we all know that that is a challenging disease, and don't everybody survive it. So we just want to pray for those that have contracted disease of cancer, and also pray for the families as well, that they will support one another and be there to encourage each other. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Now, also, I would like to make mention that on the 17th of October at 3 p.m. At Winston United Methodist Church on Overton Street, they will be hosting a brotherhood celebration, amen, at 3 o'clock. And the theme is Men of God Setting Their Sights Above. Amen. Because as men of God, we need to not be so, how can I say it, held down and confined into the parameters of our own mind. We need to come out of our mind and realize that it's all about God's business. Because sometimes we go through things and we get discouraged, and sometimes we experience some things that cause us to set ourselves back, and because of another person's action, we'll say that we're not gonna do this, not gonna do that. But the thing about it is, whose growth am I hindering? Am I hindering the person's growth that I'm mad at, or am I hindering my growth? So we need to set our sights on things above, amen, because we have to arise above all situations. And New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church will be the guest church for this special celebration, and yours truly will be the guest speaker. So I invite you all to come out and fellowship with us at 3 p.m. That's at Winston United Methodist Church on Overton Street. Praise God Almighty. And also, I would like to mention that on the 16th, which is next Saturday, from between 10 to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., First Union Baptist Church on 213 Hope Street will be hosting a community vaccination drive. Amen. And we invite all to come out. It's from the ages of 12 and up to come out and get vaccinated. Amen. Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to overcome and defeat this disease. God has given man the ability to come up with a medicine that can hinder the growth of it. So let us do our part. Praise God. Because one thing I come to realize, that God provides the resources, and man takes it and develop it into what we need so that we can live through or make it through whatever it is that we're going through. So let us continue to strive to get this world back the way it's supposed to be. And let us trust in God that everything is going to be all right. Praise God Almighty. That's on October the 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Union Baptist Church, 213 Hope Street. Amen. Praise God. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Now, second, I want to share a word, quick word with you. 2 Kings 5 and 17 say, people can be selfish. Amen. We can want more than we deserve. Greed is paid back for what the Lord gives. He can take away the price of greed. Amen. He can take away the price of greed. Do you believe that today? You know, they got a saying that I remember from when I was a little kid, that they said, money is what makes the world go round. You hear me now? It said that money is what makes the world go round. Well, as I studied the word of God, I found out they say money is the root of all evil. Go figure. But people say money is what makes the world go round, because we come to the conclusion that we need money to do this, money to do that, money to do this. But I come to the realization that love should be what makes the world go round. Amen. In the words of my sister, she would say, love is the question. What if love, it was the question and the answer? Now that 17th verse saying, Nahum says, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules, burden of earth, for thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. Amen. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servants, that when my master goeth into the house of Ramon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Ramon, when I bow down myself in the house of Ramon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, And when Nahum saw him running after him, he lightened down from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment." And Nahum said, "Be content, take two talents." And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare before him. And when he had came to the tower, he took them from the hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elijah said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went nowhere." And he said unto him, "Went not my heart with thee when the man turned against from his chariot to meet thee? It is a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servant and maid servant. The leprosy therefore of Nahum shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. I just read to you from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 17 through 27. And just for a brief moment, we're going to use that as the price of greed. Amen. As I said earlier, people can be selfish. We can want more than we deserve. Greed is paid back for what the Lord gives, he can take away, which is the price of greed. You see, my brothers and sisters, here we have Nahum had came to the man of God, and he came to the man of God, and he had a skin disease. Amen. And Elijah told the Nahum to clean himself in a nearby river. Amen. And when he had cleaned himself, Nahum realized that his skin disease was gone. And he offered to pay Elijah. But Elijah refused payment. You see, that lets me know that sometimes we should just do some things out of the kindness of our heart and expect it, nothing in return. You see, my brothers and sisters, because if we're really truly trusting God, that God will provide, we don't have to worry about anything because God is going to provide. Remember the scripture says the birds of the air, they need not worry about anything or what they're going to eat because the Lord provide for them. And if the Lord will provide for them, why should you not believe that the Lord is going to provide for you? Amen. But Gehazi, his servant, he like, wait a minute, we could use that money. We could use what he was going. So he went after the man. And when he went after the man, he said, "My master," in just to paraphrase it a little bit, he said, "My master changed his mind." Amen. And he want what you was about to give. But then when he got back to Elijah asked him, "Where you went?" And he gonna lie to Elijah and tell him he ain't went nowhere. How many of you know you've done something wrong and instead of admitting the truth, you're gonna tell a lie? Come on now, help me somebody. And he lied to Elijah, and Elijah told him, "Okay, what Nahum just got cleansed of, now it's on you." Amen. Where he would bear the sin. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's a prime example. I know you've all heard this phrase time after time again. What goes around comes around. So be mindful.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary
at all
Baptist
time.
Church.
Praise
where
God.
Everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
To Almighty God be the glory. My God, you're my life, my hope, my strength, and my salvation. Money can't buy the peace that you've given me. No car, no ring, nobody and no things can compare to the joy that you brought into my life. Lord, I pray that you use me as you see fit. Seek you first. Is more concerned with a Bentley or a Rolex. Fat checks and all these material devices. Seems like salvation ain't even a part of y'all's equation, this worldly persuasion. It ain't saving nobody's soul. It's like we replace my Jesus with all this silver and gold. Now let the truth be told. When did the Christ ever enlist the trappings of this world during his first earthly visit? What is this? We turn the Son of Man straight up into big business. Are all God's prophets just concerned in making some profits? You Pharisees should stop it. That bread is unleavened. What does Luke 18:25 say about a rich man in heaven? We take Matthew chapter 7, and we all get carried away with it. You just read 6:19, but somehow most seem to just forget it. Or you just choose to edit and lay up all your worldly treasures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Christ rebuke these pledges? Prosperity comes in measures, but it's not all monetary. You're truly missing the point when you make my God secondary. You better be wise and be wary, because that old devil is straight conniving. To get your focus off the Christ and on what kind of car you're driving.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things.
Wait a minute, now let me ask y'all something. For goodness sakes, everybody cannot be T.D. Jakes. It's like that time when Oprah Winfrey spawned off about a million Ricky Lakes. Now everybody has their place in which the Lord has appointed. So why hate on that man? Because his calling is anointed worldwide. And yours might just be on the north side, but it's all in God's will, and at least it's your side. We gotta divorce pride and escape from all this here division, and flee like Halle Berry from a broadside collision. All this money up in religion, and we got church members that are still starving. It's like Satan took out a knife and he sat down and started carving out his vision. Christ's bride is in the noose and she's free swinging. Preoccupied with pride, a fat ride and bling blinging. I heard Donnie Mac singing about a rise up after your fall. But it's hard to get up when you're down with all this so-called big ball. If prosperity is your calling, I pray God will bless your mission. But don't lead the flock from bondage straight into a financial prison. There's more abundance in your living when you're giving God all the glory. At least that's what I'm going to tell my kids, Wayne. You better pass it on to Corey. Now that's pretty much the story. God is good and I can't deny it. He showers all his own with riches. It's just how you classify it.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add.
Yeah, Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But we have to stop measuring God's grace in dollar amounts. The size of your bank account in no way relates to your worth in his eyes. Think about it. The greatest man ever walked this earth owned nothing more than the clothes on his back. Yet in his living, he has blessed us all with riches far beyond our wildest dreams.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to
the kingdom
true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add.
fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're the God of earth and sky as we offer you this praise. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill. She left her country and began to seek Jesus. And when she sought
and called on him. He answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. Finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. Every now and then you get in trouble. You don't have time to go through ceremonial routine. You got to open your mouth and holler out. Help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order or out of order. But all I know is that thou. Tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
Sometimes. I thought about you. Sometimes. When my life became a plight, when it was dark, empty, and often cold, yeah, I thought about your light. I thought about you. Sometimes. As I acted out the fool, I knew you taught me better than what the world considered cool. Yeah, I thought about you sometimes. While I hurt the ones that cared, I knew I disappointed you, but I was too blind to be scared. I thought about you sometimes. With each lie that rolled from my lips, you knew, but you just let me go on just to see how far I'd slip. I thought about you sometimes. Following so-called friends to hell, tripping on every temptation, yet you caught me whenever I fell. I thought about you sometimes. When all my plots blew up in my face, you always knew that it happened, yet still you offered me grace. I thought about you sometimes. As I sat in the rear of your dwelling, I heard you call me out more than once. Inside, I felt your presence swelling. I thought about you sometimes. While I opened every door, not knowing you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times. As with age, I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times. When I saw how I'd been blessed, witnessed chaos succumb to order, I watched tranquility devour stress. Now I think about you all the time. Yes, your truth has made me free. For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you.